What
looking
I
up at the screen, what's next for Spurs going forward this season?
The draft. The lottery. It's a wrap. And so
our, this is my favorite green screen, by the way.
Yeah, why is
Brian Windhurst in the big empty empty
random
gym.
Basketball.
No one knows. Looks no like one knows house. What Jimmy
just loves the game too much.
And why are it's you
like they,
there?
It's like they Google imaged a gym and were like, put that behind Brian Windhurst when he talks.
I got to figure out what the significance of that gym is.
Maybe it's his high school gym or something.
Maybe so. But
that
it
he
looks
reported
like a house.
In. It does. Or maybe it's a maybe it's that house in Phoenix I've been reading about for the last 3 days. Or Scottsdale, I mean.
Man, that one's crazy.
We'll get to that later.
That one's crazy. But RP, I can't find it now because it's too far away. But he asked the question of, like, maybe it's something. I don't know exactly what he was talking about. But he was alluding to, you know, Jordan had to go to college. LeBron got here, so you got to look at his timeline. And it made me think when we're talking about Victor, how many years did LeBron and the Cavs really have to win a championship?
Would you say three? In the
first Cleveland.
Yeah, I'd say, I mean, obviously they went to the finals that year. They probably a bit above their head that season. Or that playoff run.
I even count that one. I count that. So
they were never going to beat the Spurs, though.
Right.
I mean, it's fair, right, though. Like, they were in the finals. It's fair to say that. Yeah, probably three. Yeah, I think that's fair.
You think the Spurs have more than three opportunities to win a title in his first go around? Is
what are we at for Vic now? Year two.
Year two.
Two.
I think they'll have about three. Three seems right. Like,
so next year's year three. Yeah, I got. Can we push?
I'm gonna say Victor spends probably his first 8 years with the Spurs. Yeah, we'll say he starts there. Like, yeah, I can see three times they have a chance. They have moves to make. Like, I don't think this is going to be the rush that Victor Wembanyama has to win with. Like, I could see moves this offseason where, like, yeah, maybe they catapult to contenders next year. Just with this now, I don't see it. But, like, yeah, they still have moves to make. But I don't see any issues with it. I think they'll be able to build and they'll be where they need to be. He's that good of a player, too, where he'll take them that way, I think.
He's the truth. He is the truth.
I am fascinated how they approach the rest of the season, though. Does De'Aaron get that hand surgery that he needs? Like, if they're going to truly fix this, he has to have the surgery. I don't know if he has to have surgery on both hands, but he definitely needs one where the finger is pointing in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
If he was going to do
Spurs,
it, I'd do it.
If you're the Spurs, you shut it down. You're not making the play.
Yeah, I don't think you can shut it down today, though. Yeah, like, I think you have weeks. To, yeah, you've got to, yeah, you've got to.
You can let them lose. I don't think they're winning.
You've
got to
kind of play the game a little bit. And I mean, I don't know. Maybe they win games, like a decent amount, a decent clip. I'd be surprised, but maybe they do. Then you really have a decision to make.
I think John Poles was the one who put it in the chat, but what if on March 5th? The errands somehow for the season.
March. Oh my God, that would be hilarious.
I'm going to get surgery. I'm out for the season.
Nah, what if he plays that one game and then sits out after that?
That's
what he should do.
No, it'd be way funnier.
Oh, it'd be crazy.
Oh,
it'd
be way
funnier
if he did it March 6th.
Yeah, that'd be crazy if he did it that way. That's what he.
That might. Would that turn him heel? Would they boo him next year?
Yeah, a lot of people would have a problem with that. I don't care.
But. It couldn't be today. It would have to be like March 5th. It would have to be right before they played their last game.
Yeah.
And then all that's next is Sacramento. So it has to be like March 5th, 6th, whatever. And, you know, oh, De'Aaron Fox not on the plane to Sacramento. What's going on? Oh, he's having hand surgery. He's out for the year.
Man.
I think that would turn him heel.
Yeah, people would be upset about that.
I think it would be hilarious.
It would be. We'd do 4 hours on De'Aaron Fox. 4 hours on that.
He ain't made for this. He's soft.
They have. I'm looking here. So they play at home against Brooklyn on the 4th.
Oh man, you got the 5th, 6th, 5th, and 6th because it's March 7th.
Yep.
And that you said they're at home at Brooklyn.
At home.
Brooklyn. So they're probably not going to travel till the 7th. Or the 6th, I mean.
Yep.
Hmm.
Not on the flight. That'd be crazy. That would be crazy.
It would be so funny. That's a great idea, John Poles. I'm all in on that situation. I'm all in on that idea.
Oh, I was about to say something else. Oh, somebody might pull up on the 7th to the Golden 1 Center for the first time. Trying to get our boy Bonte out here.
Oh, okay.
Say pull up, man.
Okay.
It's like the 7th, man. I might be off, man. Like,
oh, you trying, man, to? Well, he maybe he could get you into a party.
Maybe.
Maybe he can get you into Steph Curry's party.
That he's having in Sacramento on March 7th.
Yeah. It's just the second in a lifetime thing, I guess. Yeah. Twice in a lifetime experience.
Well, Casey forgot his charger. He can't go.
And I'm at home.
Yeah, forgot his charger. Trista Crick flew in that day for that game, too, and Casey just didn't respond to the text. That'd be cool. Again, never met Bonte. Never met that man.
Shout out to my mans.
That is the weird side of sports media. Like, you see all these people, like, tweet, like, oh, yeah, so-and-so. Have not met this person.
Mm-hmm. Nope, never met Bonte. Well, Bonte's funny because we, like, talk. Like, we'll talk on the phone. We've talked on the phone. We text. You know, obviously, he's done our show a million times. Like, we'll, you know, we'll play into the FaceTime bit and all that stuff. Never met that man. Never met Joe. Only one over there I met was Guru. I met him at your house.
Shout out, Goo.
That's kind of social media, too, because you become friends with somebody you've never even seen, like, on there. Like, on Twitter or whatever. It's weird.
All the time. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you actually meet the person in real life, and it's just kind of awkward.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh.
Well, that's why I love our live shows, because everybody introduces themselves by their screen name.
Yeah. Yeah. I looked at Mark Wong, but that's not going to work. But yeah. I'm Drew Down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't
Andrew,
know Michigan.
What's your name?
Well, no, Michigan. Yeah, Michigan Wolverines. Yeah, exactly. We call him by the school.
We call him by that stupid school in Ann Arbor.
Like, would you stop it?
Like, Michigan's here. Like, this literally, hey, Michigan's here.
Like, imagine we have a live show or whatever, and it's like, oh, yeah, what did I just see? Like, oh, we're going to just call you that?
For those on the radio that missed that, the screen name was What Did I Just See? Oh, man. Brother. That's great. That's great. King Voss, same thing. I remember when King Voss introduced himself to me. I was like, you and John Poles are like Big Boss Man and Akeem out here. I ain't messing with neither one of you guys.
Stephen Brown pulls up. He's Stephen Brown, though.
Stephen Brown is 6'5", 250, I think.
Stephen Brown, get him a booster chair sitting at, and on that couch.
I can't wait for Stephen Brown to pull up the full first
get
time.
Get him that booster chair. He get the booster chair and get for Ryan.
What if he show up and he was short?
Oh, that would be amazing. That would be amazing.
Shout out to the Short Kings.
Well, you know, everybody got to eat out here, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got to, you know, have their superpowers. Shout out to the Short Kings.
We're confident the Spurs are out of the conversation. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they can get into the play-in situation.
The Kings are just competing with the Suns at this point, I think.
Yeah.
To stay in the top.
To stay, yeah.
Like, man, that's
there's
crazy.
There's one spot. I think the Warriors, they'll make the play-in. I'll say, like, they'll make the play-in. So I'm just kind of worried about the Kings or the Suns at this point.
You think anyone think the Warriors can make the playoffs?
Yeah.
Like a certified playoff spot?
I think they could win a round.
But do you think, I'm sorry, I did that wrong. Do you think they can make the top six?
Yeah, I do. I think, well, I do. And I'm trying to.
So do I.
I'm trying to.
That's fine. So
figure out how I broach this, because there's only 4 minutes left and this could be a longer discussion. But remember all them vibes we were talking about and the energy we were talking about like a week ago?
That the Lakers had?
Yeah, maybe it's a little overstated. Maybe it was a little overstated.
I hear you.
I'm not saying it's gone. I'm not saying we misread it.
Well, that last game before the All-Star break is really tough.
It's tough, yeah.
That first game out of the All-Star really break tough. Is really tough.
Well, when you're playing two teams with a combined 22 wins.
The Hornets.
With them, though, are we just waiting on Luka to figure it out?
Maybe, but...
But Luka wasn't around for some of those some of that late run that they went on. Luka only played in, what, three games?
In the Lakers?
Two or three games. Like, yeah, they were playing well before that.
Just his presence is what energized everybody. Yeah. And then when he got into the game, they beat up on the Jazz team for the first time. But, And I don't know if he's going to figure it out. I don't know if he's going to get in shape. I don't know if him and LeBron are going to figure it out. Because now, and mind you, this is social media. This is the internet. But there's a bunch of clips floating around of Luka just standing around while LeBron does LeBron things. And they're like, this is one of the reasons why D'Angelo Russell was talking about, man, I'm never going to take for granted playing free basketball again. Because it's the premise is sometimes it could be difficult playing in an offense that's LeBron's offense. And I think both of them are smart basketball players, great talents. I would bet on them figuring it out to the point where they're good, but I don't know. That might be a little bit of a concern. We talk all the time about ball-dominant ball players. These guys, you know, two guys that need the basketball. Well, that's like the ultimate two guys that need the basketball.
Yeah.
And will they figure that out in time? And I say all that to say, we talk about the Warriors' top six. Clippers, there's always somebody people are looking at. Maybe the Lakers fall back. Maybe. I'm not betting on it.
Yeah.
But maybe.
Yeah.
And that's before I didn't even talk about his defense. I mean, what happened in the fourth quarter of that game last night was...
Well, there was a lot of bad that happened in that fourth quarter last night. There was a lot of... I mean, he was tough. Like, Luka was tough yesterday, and he... You know, he's like, he tried to be accountable for it. He was like, I turned the ball over too much. Like, I've never missed this much time before. Like, I feel like he might be, you know, struggling a little bit. He might be shaken up a little bit. Truth be told, by being traded. Like, he could be a little shaken by that.
Shaken up, and
he can fix that. He can fix the narrative about him, but he can't do it like right now. I mean, he can start the process right now. But he can't just magically go, okay, I'm in shape, or, oh, okay, my condition is better.
Right.
Conditioning, excuse me.
And one of the things I thought about, too, while watching him, and mind you, I'm just thinking, just sharing my thoughts. I think Luka will be fine in L.A. I think he's Luka. He's going to be fine. It's a little different than Dallas.
Them lights.
It's a little different than Dallas. Expectations are a little different.
You know what that reminds me? Every Thursday, we talk about Casey's Corner. I said, "Kate, what's coming up on Casey's Corner?" You say them lights. And I realize no one over there knows what you're talking about.
Well, they should now.
I've explained it for a year and a half. Maybe they should now. Yeah, maybe. I was just thinking about that. Like, can you go, them lights? Like, what is he evaluating light bulbs in Casey's Corner? Like, what is that? I feel like our worlds merge sometimes, and I don't really know how to handle it. We'll talk more about the Lakers, the Western Conference, how the Kings fit into all of this, and the fact that I kind of feel like tomorrow's game is kind of big. Kings could win the season series tomorrow. And with a team they're competing with, that's kind of a big deal. We'll talk about that. Joe Davidson ahead, Matt George ahead. Steelo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Now, I'm going to tell you something else. I'm getting real tired of the way you two snap at me when I say something about food.
Well, because to be honest, like, we talk about something we love. And you come in here and you disrespect it sometimes.
All I said was I like the
Me and Kenny are always having fun. Like, oh, yeah, Kenny, McDonald's this, In-N-Out that. You're like, you guys are dumb. You guys eat In-N-Out?
I never said anything of the sort. All I said was I like, yo, shout out to the pantry around the corner. Y'all, around the corner from who? Y'all eat at these high-end breakfast spots. So, yo, what? Yo, just because I don't want to go get a $4 Grand Slam doesn't mean I don't like breakfast.
See, there you go again, disrespecting the Grand Slam. What'd the Grand Slam do to you?
Yo, I'm not going to eat a breakfast that costs $4.
Grand Slam can be fed at 2 a.m. sometimes. Sometimes 8, you never know, but it can be fed.
It's perfectly fine. It's perfectly fine. It's good.
So why?
It's a pancake.
See, yeah, and the chili.
It's a damn pancake. Yeah, when does a pancake have to be gourmet?
And Donovan in the chat, like, you asked the chili dog question kind of weird, like you were ready to disrespect somebody.
No, I thought all I was curious is who brought a bunch of chili dogs and sent them out on the counter.
Our guy JC did.
That's all I was asking. That's all I asked, and y'all got hot at me.
We're ready one go time.
Well,
anytime.
I'm not here to protect chili dogs, man.
It was a simple question. Where did all the chili dogs come from yesterday, and who ate them? I wasn't aware that three were consumed by the two individuals that I'm working with. My apologies.
Do you look down on Nations, too? Nations, the burger spot?
Don't look down on any
You
food.
Look down on Morton's.
Oh, no, yeah. Morton's is gross. I don't look down on it. It's not good.
Us regulars, we love Morton's, okay? Because we can't
First of all, there's nothing regular about Morton's. It's an overpriced steak that they normally cook poorly.
Not that Cajun ribeye. That thing is perfect. Perfect. Nations, and Rod, he's talking about Nations is garbage.
Somebody get me into
Nations
the kitchen.
Nations is fine. Nations.
Somebody get me into the kitchen and Ella. Shout out. I got Scott's on deck this week.
Hell yeah.
But everybody kept talking about Ella. I was like, man, I tried. I could get a reservation at like 10 p.m. I am not built like that anymore.
Nations got good blueberry cheesecake.
Mm.
See, I don't really have their cakes. Jazz likes their cakes and stuff.
Who does Ella? You say Ella does?
No,
who
Nations.
Nations.
We're back slumming.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't even know what Nations is.
See, it's their breakfast. That's number one for me.
Nations.
I've had like their regular food. Cool. Whatever. But the breakfast is.
You probably drove like on the freeway and seen like the giant sign or whatever, like driving down. Everyone knows Nations.
I don't know what that is. Nations, is this giant burgers?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought y'all were talking about breakfast.
They have breakfast there though.
Oh.
And it's really
Nations,
good.
Burgers, yeah. Breakfast, pies. I have never seen this logo in my life. Yeah. This is in Sacramento?
Yeah, they got one in the Thomas. By
the TJ.
No, look, literally, that's where it was supposed to be, and that's where Nations is.
Oh, for real? Oh, okay. Okay, that's hilarious.
That is hella funny, man.
That's hilarious.
But breakfast is good. Now, here's the thing, though. I don't go to Nations because it's in the Thomas. So, like, if I want breakfast real quick, I'm just going to pass up IHOP and Huckleberry's and all this other stuff to go to Nations. No, I'm just hungry right now, okay? Let me just get this, please.
All right.
Nothing wrong with that either.
Nah, like, okay. See, no, that's fine. We're just different. We're different. Like, if I'm hungry, like, I'm not going, and I'm at home, and I wake up, and I go, I'm hungry. I don't really feel like cooking. I'm not going to get in the car and go to IHOP. I can make better food than IHOP.
Well, yeah,
you just said you don't feel like cooking.
Yeah.
But then I'm going to drive to a better spot to eat breakfast.
Depends on the morning. It depends on
the morning. Cooking is always the go-to, by the way. That's always the go-to.
10 times out of 10.
Let me ask you this.
Fine.
If the kitchen was down the street from my house,
mm-hmm.
and you were like, oh, man, I want some breakfast,
mm-hmm.
but I don't want to go to IHOP, I'm going to go to the kitchen. You go to the kitchen?
By you? No, I'm gonna go to the pantry.
The pantry, all that is by me.
I don't have no restaurants where I
nope.
The whole point is I'm not gonna. I'm one day I'll try the pantry in the kitchen, but I'm not.
Then I'm not gonna
come all the way out here.
Then I'm gonna cook. Look, I don't go to SR Prime all of the time because it's too damn far. I was going to go to Sky River last night, and I was sitting here this whole hour you were gone, like, because the humidor 1 year celebration is programmed in my phone. Yep. And so at like, you know, Kenny leaves and I'm sitting here talking to James and my phone lights up and I look down and it says, yeah, traffic is bad 59 minutes. And I'm like, God damn it. And I'm just sitting here. James is talking. I don't know what the hell James said yesterday. All I'm thinking about is this 59-minute drive to Sky River Casino. So I hit up our girl, T-Rock, and I was already not feeling well. Katie's not feeling well. I'm like, we were supposed to go and do content and all this stuff. Yeah. I was like, T-Rock, we can't make it, man. Like, Katie's got bronchitis. Like, she can't go sit in the smoke-filled room. Kenny's son was in the world championships. I got a cover complexes in San Francisco. I can't do any, like, I can't make it. And of course, she, oh, that's cool. Like, all right. I was like, but I think, you know, Kenny might be there. I think Kevin's going, like, we're covered. And all I could think about was that. I was like, I can't make it. And I had already planned on Dragon Ball, the Chinese food. Like, I was ready. Mm. And then that thing popped up that said 59 minutes, heavy traffic. I was like, I'll take. So here's the answer to your question. I will never be hungry enough to drive an hour. Ever.
That's why I just go to is this
true about the breakfast spot that you frequent right here? Where's the message at? Hold on.
I think I saw that too. Yeah.
This is
true.
Oh,
I'm back. It's
back. I'm back. Yeah. No, wait a minute.
Then I'm back.
No, so the kitchen is a Michelin star. I just brought that place up the other day. I was like, yo, let's go to the kitchen. I was like, do you know someone? Because the get in, you can't even get in for May until March.
Mm.
So if anybody is listening, help your boys out.
I need to set up a reservation right now.
You can't set a reservation. Oh, well, maybe you can.
Well, no, I'm just
maybe you can. I can't.
For I need to.
You probably got a special.
I'm getting the June reservation right now.
You probably got a special login. They're not even taking reservations.
Well, I guess I'm.
So I say you got to call somebody. You can probably call somebody.
Christian, there's no way in hell. There's no way he'd go to a Waffle House.
Why wouldn't I?
You won't go to IHOP. Waffle House is probably great. Waffle House is good though.
I think I've been to a Waffle House in LA.
I've been there. No, I don't think they have any in LA. They might though. I don't know. But
where did I go in LA? Oh, Roscoe's. I went to Roscoe's in LA.
Roscoe's right there.
Waffle House is Southern, right?
I went one time in my life.
I can't believe I'm about to ask this question. It happened in the South. Have you ever been to a Cracker Barrel?
I haven't. I have gift cards to the Cracker Barrel.
They had one in Sacramento.
Did they give them to you at the plantation?
I don't think the one in Sacramento lasted.
Cracker Barrel was disgusting.
I've never had it. It was awful. It was one of those. Was like, don't think I need to try that.
I remember we went there once. I don't remember if it was in Tennessee. I don't remember where it was, but it was definitely the South. It was terrible.
Now, that's interesting because usually stuff might be a little better out there, right?
I did not like it.
You know what I mean? They cook them a little different or something like that. So that's interesting. But no, I've never been to the Cracker Barrel. Like I said, I have a gift card.
Yeah. Again, why do you have that?
I don't know. Somebody gave it to me as a gift.
Someone who knows you?
Yeah. Now, they have one in... I don't know how long I've had this gift card because they have one.
Do you walk around?
No.
Do you walk around?
It's got my wallet ready to go.
It's not like my Chipotle gift card, so they're in my wallet. or actually in my car. They have one in L.A. not far from where we lived. And somebody had given us gift cards for Lucille's. And I had never been to Lucille's. But at the time, I don't think they had the one. Out here, I think it is. Yeah, it's out here in Roseville, I think. It was just the one they had it in Cerritos or something like that. And I was like, oh, I never heard of it. And then I found out they had one out here. I've been to Lucille's a couple times out here. It's a good look.
Okay.
Shout out to Lucille's. Also, shout out to Sky River. Shout out to the Humidor.
Mm-hmm. How was that last night? I talked to our girl Megan when it was all over.
Yeah, it was good stuff, man. Shout out Jody Bacon. She pulled up on us.
Yeah, she texted me on her way. I was like, sorry, big dog.
Yeah, shout out Jody. Shout out Kevin from the Wake Up Call. Mm-hmm. Shout out to him. I was champagning and campaigning with your boy.
Kev?
Kev for sure, but with your boy.
Who?
Your boy, 10-2. I was champagning and campaigning.
Word.
Yeah, good conversation.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him. So he got invited, huh?
I don't know what happened.
No, it's cool.
I don't know what
No, I got some questions. No, I got questions. It's good though.
I don't think it came from us though, like from our people. I don't think it happened like that.
KC starting stuff again.
Shout out to my homegirl Nairi too. She's up there.
I would have hung out with him. I would have asked, "What the hell are you doing here?"
Well, he told me, and that's why I said I don't think it came from from our
people. Salute, man. I hope Alan had a good time. I hope my brother had a good time. I really did want to be there. Multiple circumstances kept me from being at this. It was a 1-year celebration of the Humidor last night.
Had my smoked old fashioned.
Did you have a cigar?
I didn't. I had to leave because I had to go to a playoff game.
Okay. How many games did you have to go to yesterday?
It's been a busy week. Yesterday I had to go to Sac City, or Tuesday I had to go to Sac City's game against Sierra. Shout out to my man Aaron Lawrence. And then head coach of Sierra. And then I had to go to Reese's last elementary game. Shout out to you for making sure that
went good. Didn't play.
And then I went to the Humidor, and then I left there fairly early and had to go to Franklin versus Oak Ridge.
Okay.
And, man, I'm trying to go to the McClatchy game tonight, but I think the wife will be like, sit down.
I don't think she cares.
Well, she cares when I'm not there because that means more work for her.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You do have children. You do have children. I always forget that. The joy of children. This show has been unique. I love this show. This is all probably going to, I mean, tomorrow will be fun. Mikey Winfield going to be with us. He's performing at the Punchline.
Always good to talk to Mikey.
All weekend. I'm excited for Mikey to pull up. I don't know if he starts tonight or tomorrow, but Mikey's pulling up on us, man. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Again, he's going to be at the Punchline all weekend. And, of course, Friday's always loaded. Eddie's here. Hammer's here. See if we can get Will Z on with us. As Kings basketball returns tomorrow. Yeah. There's definitely some games to pay attention to tonight. You mentioned that Suns Spurs won, Clippers and Bucks tonight, which will, again, it's just kind of the way it is. We got a scoreboard watch.
Mm-hmm. It's that time, man. It's time. Like, this is, we talked about it a couple years ago and all this other stuff, but it's true, though. Like, it's a sprint now. Like, yeah. It's 25 to 27 games left for a lot of these teams, and it is a sprint. I wanted to ask both of you guys a question. This is probably like a real radio question or just like an S starter question, I guess. Do you think that you can win a championship with Luka?
Yes.
Man, you answered that very quickly.
Yeah. If you can get to the finals last year, then I think that there's adjustments you can make where you can get four games.
I mean, Devin Booker got to the finals.
I think Devin Booker could get back. Well, Devin Booker's not Luka either, though.
But they don't treat...
Luka's generational.
They don't treat Devin Booker like... The Hornets treat Luka on defense.
Mm.
Like, it that the Hornets were like, this is how we're going to win the game.
No, yeah.
We're going to do it.
The Celtics treat them that way in the finals, but I think there's ways you can work around that where you can maybe draw up a team where, like, yeah, you can get four games in the finals. Like, he can get you there. So if I think he can get you there, then, yeah, I think you can win it with him. Dealer, you're asking him to win four games.
I think you...
Just get more defenders around him, I guess.
He's still going to be out there. It doesn't, like, they're going to find him no matter. He can't hide. You can't.
But Luka's not the first bad defender to ever play in the finals. Like, teams have worked around that before.
Name some bad defenders.
I was going to say, yeah,
that level.
Like,
that bad of a defender.
Well, you guys, I'm not going to be able to knock on my head.
In one. Like, I mean, the when you look back, I mean, Giannis and that Bucks team. I mean, LeBron and Anthony Davis in the bubble. You know, LeBron on a bunch of other teams. They don't get the recognition they deserve on the defensive end. Those Warriors teams were really good.
Mm-hmm.
all of them. Kevin Durant ones, the non-Kevin Durant ones. They were all really good. We look back at, like, the Spurs winning their five titles. They were all really good on defense. You look at Detroit, good on defense. I can't really remember those Shaq, Kobe, Laker teams as much, but I know the Lakers, Kobe, Pau Gasol team. Like, those guys weren't – none of those guys, none of them, certainly not Kobe Bryant, none of those guys were Luka Doncic defenders. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what player of his ilk was that bad defensively that won a championship.
So you don't think there's a way you could scheme around that?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think you can. But you have to have the perfect team and the perfect coach in place for that. And I don't think the Lakers this year have that. Lakers need an Anthony Davis. kind of tighten things up on the inside a little bit. Maybe that's what Mark Williams was supposed to be. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that's something they can revisit in the offseason, if they have any interest in revisiting in the offseason. I'm not really sure, but I think I'm with Jesse. I'm not nearly as definitive as Jesse, but, like, if we is the question, Can the Lakers win a title if LeBron James is off the team? And it's Luka Doncic and how you build around him.
Yeah.
And he is the...
That gets a little spotty.
Yeah.
That gets a little spotty.
Yeah.
Robbie916 says Steph. Steph was nowhere near as bad as this. He also says Dirk. Dirk is close. But Dirk...
He wasn't that bad.
What about...
He wasn't that bad.
Jen, who asked what this one is, Jokic? What is Jokic as a defender?
He's not that good, but he's not also a perimeter defender.
Yeah.
I think that's where Luka's situation gets a little dicey because they're screening guard to guard and saying we're trying to get this switch.
Luka's no doubt a horrible defender. Like, that was an abomination in the finals last year. I just think that you can scheme around that and build a team where it'll hurt, but you can get four games in the finals.
I think to answer your question, I think you can. I think you need damn near a LeBron level player, a Kyrie player next to him.
That's fine. I think you can make that happen. They made it happen last year.
Yeah, Kyrie. Like, we talking about Kyrie, like just throwing out a player now, like Klay Thompson ain't gonna get it done. Like De'Aaron Fox isn't gonna get it done. You need to win with him, I think you need a top 50 all-time player next to him. And that could happen. But that's what you need. If it's anything less than that, I don't think you can win with him. He's that bad defensively.
Kyrie didn't even make top 75.
He should have, though. We all know that. Like, I understand, but we talk about Kyrie.
Yeah, I get it.
He's one of the greatest we've ever seen.
I think everything, the narrative around Luka has been overblown. There's truth to it, no doubt, but I feel like it's kind of jumped out the window here a bit. Like, I think, he's a horrible defender, but, like, he's also a top three player in the league. Like we talk about him,
but,
like, nationally he's talked about now as if, like, he's just this fat bum or whatever that can't move or anything like that.
Damn.
That's how they talk about it, bro.
Vlade Divac mouthpiece over here. Didn't trap that.
That's how they talk about him, bro. Like, he's just nothing.
It's easy to kick Luka Doncic right now because he's having his most. He's missed the most basketball he's ever missed. He talked about that last night. Mm. You know, the basketball we've seen over the last we're approaching 2 months now. Has been, you know, it was non-existent, and now his return is subpar at best. Like, he's still on a minutes restriction. You got all these conditioning questions. Like, I genuinely wonder if his confidence has been shaken a little bit.
Mm.
I feel like this is a situation. I know LeBron James doesn't feel this way because his time is extremely limited moving forward. But if you're the Lakers, you kind of just got to get through this year. Mm. And someone, whether it's the king or it's him, someone has got to get through to him. And I don't know how much better you can become defensively in an offseason. Mm-hmm. I think he could become a little bit better than what he is because we ran a mixtape for the ages looking at Luka Doncic. But
you can't.
I think that was one game that we were watching.
You can't. Like,
he tried that one time in Game 4. Remember?
Yeah.
Like, they went nuts. Yeah.
Maybe if we can get him to try, like 80% of the time, like maybe that makes a difference.
But he won't try because he wants to play offense. That's his main concern. Is I want to be able to do everything I want to do on offense, and if I take any power on a consistent basis or energy away from that, I won't be able to do what I want to do. I know players like him, which is he's fantastic at it.
So,
but he's never going to sacrifice his offense to be better on defense. He never will.
Even if it meant they won at a higher level, you don't think he'd do it?
Mm-mm. He never will. He's never even shown a sniff of that by now. He's not going to turn into that.
That man has been christened well before Victor Wembanyama. It was Luka Doncic.
Mm-hmm.
He has not won an MVP.
Mm.
He hasn't. He hasn't won anything. Like, at some point, dog, like, what are you doing? I mean, maybe the All NBA run is enough. Mm. Like, he that's like you talk about all 75. Like, Luka not being on that all 75 team is going to look weird when all 100 comes around.
Right.
And it was like he had already, Luka had already done things in the league when that team was named that no, that maybe two other players had done. Now he's done things that no one else has done. And I know people who voted like, yeah, I put Luka on it. For that reason, it's going to look weird in 25 years when you look back at that list and Luka Doncic isn't on it, knowing he was in the league doing what he was doing. Doesn't matter if it was only for 6 years or whatever it was at the time, 5 years. I don't know, though. Like, can you win a championship with Luka Doncic? Yes. Can you win a championship with this version of Luka Doncic? Absolutely not. Man. But this is still a brother who's in his 20s, his mid-20s.
Uh-huh.
Was he 26?
26, yeah, 26. But, I mean, also, this is a conversation, to be honest with you, now I think about it, that we've had once for the last three years.
No, we have.
And I don't think, like you can, but you need a very, it is very specific what you need. And I don't even know how to put that together, but you need, it is not, it's not LeBron. Like LeBron, you take anybody, and you got LeBron, you're going to win. That's not who Luka is.
He's had these problems with his narrative around him since he's come into the league. He's already been to the conference finals twice and the finals once. He'll be back. You can win with him. Like I said, everything that everyone says is true or whatever, like he's still been to the conference finals. He's still been successful in the postseason. He's still put up 30 or whatever in the postseason. Even with all that everyone says, he's still been successful.
But what Windhorst said last year is right. We're talking about championship. We're talking about championship. And when you get to that finals round, you're playing a Boston Celtics team. And they will devour you the way they did. It was. I'm not going to diminish it because Kings got to the second round, I'd be like, this is awesome. But when I say that was cute that you made a run, but when it got time to play them champions, they destroyed you.
Well, yeah, we were talking about one team. Like, he got to one team that did that to him.
All champions would destroy him.
Maybe I'm seeing the optimistic side of it because it was ugly last year. Maybe I'm seeing, yes, he could be better from it. I guess that's probably the approach I'm taking because, like, if you look at it, like, yeah, he's been successful. It's not this thing where it's like, oh, he might, like, there's probably a decent chance he gets back or at least gets pretty close.
Yeah, maybe. If you got the right group around him.
It does have to be, it has to be a borderline perfect group.
Mm-hmm. You've done it twice nearly already. Like I said, he's been in the conference finals twice.
A Dallas group was pretty perfect for him. You had another guy in Kyrie.
If you could do it twice, then I assume you could do it a third time. Like, you already have a formula.
But you didn't win. I'm asking you when.
It's still early. Like, yeah, he's got the rest of his career left.
I don't know. But like I said, you need a specific group around him. He's not LeBron. LeBron will take Max Strus and Max Christie.
But who's LeBron, though? You needed a specific group around Jason Tatum and Steph. Like,
well, Luka's supposed to be LeBron. Like, that's what we're talking about. He's not just a regular great player. He's supposed to be the GOAT.
That's fine, but, like, you're holding to, like, expectation now and all that. Like, he gets, like we're talking, Luka's already should be top 75. This, like, he's already great. Like, the whole conversation is, can he win a finals again? I think yes. Like, you need specific players around superstar, every superstar besides LeBron and Michael Jordan, probably.
I think the way to win with Luka is more difficult than
LeBron couldn't win until he got Dwayne Wade and Bosh.
But I'm saying, and that wasn't a specific player. Then he did what Luka did with randoms too. He did it with randoms too, just like Luka did. That happens. People get to the finals with randoms more often than we think. To actually win it, yeah, he needed somebody like that, or he needed to change his game a little bit, or he had to be the best all-around player to be a champion. Like I said, LeBron, Boobie Gibson, and he got them to the finals, and they had no shot.
Mm-hmm.
They had no chance when you went
but
up
at
against.
At least Boobie's name lives forever.
Shout out
He's
Boobie.
Not dead.
They had no shot when you go up against them champions. When you go up against them best teams, you've got no chance. It's not even close. And that's where he's living at right now.
We've solved nothing. 916-909-1320. You want to get in on the conversation. It's D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. All right, man. Shout out to our man, Johnny Jennings, and the Made for More Real Team.
We're good.
No, why does Realty kick my ass every time I try to say it?
It's just different sometimes. That's all. It's just different.
Realty. Made for More Realty.
You got it.
Made for More Realty.
Yeah. There we go.
No, seriously, it just comes in and hits me with the rock bottom.
Like, that's yours. Casey's is Debo Samuels. Like, we all have our thing on the show. It's fine.
They're the professional realtors in the area. The real estate bar has been raised. Clients today expect more marketing to promote the sale of their home.
My girl Elizabeth decided it was time to sell her Sacramento home and move to Roseville.
Mm, sounds familiar.
So she called Johnny Jennings.
See, Jennings is beating your ass.
She called Johnny Jennings with Made for More Realty. Johnny was able to get her a full price offer and help her get a great deal for her Roseville Sun City home.
Voted number one team in Roseville the past 3 years. In 2023, 48% of realtors did not sell a home. The Made for More team averages a sale every 3 days. Absolutely incredible. Ask about their Fix It Before You List It program with no upfront cost to you. Ask about their no cost to you home warranty to protect your home while it sells. Expect more, get more with Johnny Jennings and his team at Made for More Realty, California DRE, number 0198-2171. Just Google Made for More Realty today and get more for your home.
I saw something yesterday that was absolutely ridiculous. It was crazy. I'm watching St. John's versus DePaul yesterday, right? And this kid for DePaul, he's playing defense and his shoe comes off. And they kick the shoe to the side. You know, St. John's has the ball. They, you know, trying to score or whatever. And DePaul gets the rebound or gets the ball to the net or something. And they go back down court. Young man still has one shoe.
Okay.
DePaul has the ball on offense and something happens. St. John's got it. Young man still has one shoe. St. John's does whatever. DePaul's got the ball. Come back down. He's still got one shoe. At one point, I think we're about 2.5 minutes of gameplay up and down the court, and the man's got one shoe on. He took a shot with one. Took a spot up three with one shoe.
Did he make it?
No.
Oh.
He tried to save a ball from going out of bounds. Just nobody. Nobody fouled anything.
The official got
to
go like, all right, look, you proved your point. Hang on. Stop.
I say no.
I guess not.
I say DePaul should have called the timeout. And the coach got mad. Like, hey, he's only got one shoe. What do you want him to do? Call a timeout if you want him to get
the
other shoe.
There's nothing that says the man can't play with one shoe on.
Bro, he played like 3 minutes.
It feels excessive, bro. Get your shoe on.
What? Well, if the ball keeps moving up and down, what are you supposed to do?
Get your shoe on.
I didn't have a time. It was one of the craziest things I ever seen.
That sounds like a 2000s hip hop song. Get your shoe on.
Get your shoe on.
Everybody, get your shoe on. Everybody, get your shoe on. What? Shout out to Cali Sunshine. D-Lo, Q1227 is a good food joint. Go. Definitely a food try. Oh, sweetie. We are so well aware of Q1227.
Oh, I thought she was, or he was saying that.
I think they were making a suggestion.
Yeah, I thought they were thanking you because they heard you talking about it. It was like, oh, thanks, man. That's great.
No, maybe they were.
Trying to put us on.
I thought they were trying to put us on game.
Yeah, okay. Been there, done that, aftermath.
Well, I just scrolled past it. Where's Cali? Where's the other one? I got homework. I had to go home and I have to go home and say Made for More Realty 100 times. I don't know who sent that, but I did catch it. I did see it. I will go home and do my studying. Thank you, Chatty House, for keeping me on my game. I'll be better. I kind of picked up on something you said a little bit earlier. The Lakers lost to the Jazz right before the All-Star break. They lose to the Hornets last night in the NBA's return to action. Is this something to watch? Is that a big deal?
Yeah, because I think I'm a little jarred, and maybe it's recency bias.
Because your Lakers lost, of course,
well,
you're jarred. I understand.
Not at all. What are we talking about? What are we talking about?
No.
Anyway, the Hornets of all teams just said we're gonna just use Luka this entire fourth quarter, and it worked. LaMelo, he had no shot again trying to guard LaMelo ball. Mm-hmm. And then one thing that happened too is the Lakers were recognizing, and here's, you know, where you talk about like, hey, you do something to counter that. When they would come with the screen for the switch, the Lakers would just trap with Finney Smith and Luka. And that's cool. Like, that keeps you Luka from being one on one. But then it makes everything, what, 4-on-3 on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hornets got a couple of different wide open threes. And I'm thinking about the Hornets. I'm like, they're able to do this. Like, what is Memphis going to do? What are the Warriors going to do? You either leave him on that island and hope for the best. And then when you leave him on the island, here's the other killer too. You don't have the rim protection. So, okay, they get by him. Maybe you... Mm-hmm. Obviously, they were traded for each other, but you funnel them into Anthony Davis. Well, no, you don't have that. You've got Jackson Hayes. You've got Alex Lynn and all these guys, if they're even in the game. And I think that's going to be a real problem.
It's not a serious question because there's no reality in which this exists.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Davis is healthy. Is Luka Doncic a better pairing with Anthony Davis than with LeBron James?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, if you traded LeBron James for Luka Doncic instead.
Yeah, I think so. And the other aspect of that,
you have two guys who can't play, but still. Right.
The other aspect of that, too, is, like, I think there is something. I'm just want to see what it looks like. In theory, it felt great, LeBron and Luka on the same team. But two ball-dominant guys, there were a lot of times yesterday, it didn't look right. And much like
Didn't we feel the same way about Kyrie and Luka?
Yeah, and they figured it out.
So they had to get through the season Kyrie got there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tough because LeBron is 40.
Mm-hmm.
But you had to get through the season. And the next year they were a lot better. They were a lot more in sync. Kyrie is like really one of my favorite players right now. Like I think he was talking to Malika, and Malika asked him about all of the stuff coming from the Dallas Mavericks organization regarding Luka Doncic. And I'll paraphrase a little bit. Kyrie was like, man, like when you're, you know, out there with these guys, like you form relationships with them that are outside of basketball. And he eventually was like, I really hope that stuff stops. Like, I really hope that we stop hearing about all of this negativity with him. He did a lot of good here, and I don't think we need to focus on that.
Yeah.
And I was just looking at Kyrie like, man, this dude, I don't know if he's turned a corner. I don't know what it is, but his media availability used to be nothing short of comedy and head scratching. Now it's like, I don't want to know what Kyrie's thinking.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, man.
It had nothing to do with nothing. But the point wasn't the two ball dominant guys, Luka and Kyrie, and then they had to get through the rest of that season, but wound up playing really well together.
They did, but remember, there was still more work that had to be done.
That's right.
The
trade deadline was a game changer.
They didn't do well.
That's right.
At the beginning of the season, and then they found the right.
But is that a roster thing or a Luka? Is that a roster thing or a two ball dominant guy thing?
Well, it's a roster thing because they figured out how to play with each other on the offensive end. But then you looked around and you're like, well, we ain't got nobody to protect Luka or Kyrie right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to go get this defender. We got to put Derrick Jones Jr. here. We've got to get Daniel Gafford lively. We got to get him, you know, incorporating everything. And they figured it out on the fly, PJ Washington and guys like that. But that's kind of, I guess, and Jesse's right. Maybe it's the same for everybody, but there's a lot of work to do with Luka. There's a lot of work that you have to do to put the perfect. And last year was lightning in a bottle, because they came back with the same team this year, and they weren't championship, they weren't contenders.
Mm-hmm.
They got hot, played well, rode that thing to the NBA Finals.
Mm-hmm.
We were on this show talking about we don't think they're championship contenders, even though they just came from the finals. So there's just a lot you got to do. There is a lot. But I don't, to your point, I don't know if the Lakers are going to be able to get that taken care of this year. So you just get through this year, like you mentioned, and then you try to figure out how you piece everything together the following year.
You get through this year, but you want to win. Like the Mavericks, like win games. Mm-hmm. You're like, you probably want to win a series. Like it's LeBron, it's the Lakers. You want to at the very least be perceived as a threat in the playoffs. That wasn't what Dallas did. Dallas went in the other direction. Kyrie beat the Kings and they said, this thing's over. We're not trying for nothing. Let's get out of here. Let's shut this thing down. Kyrie was done. Luka was done. They did whatever they did. And then you're right. And that is an important component to this. They started that season. They looked terrible. They looked terrible defensively. They were awful defensively. Mm-hmm. And Jason Kidd was just like every other fan out there until he got a couple more players to coach. Mm-hmm. The PJ Washingtons. I can't remember if Gaffer was a part of that time. And that group came in, immediately got better defensively, immediately got better overall, and then went on the run that they did. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Maybe that was the perfect team around Luka Doncic. But you said it earlier to Jesse, that might be the blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have, you know, if you're going to compete at the highest level with him as your guy or something perceived as your guy, you're going to have a strong interior and a damn near perfect defensive team around him.
And the other aspect, when like I talk about when they played them champions, they don't, that's not going to work. We talk about he got to a conference finals. What happened when he beat his son's team that apparently Ayton and Monty, they all hated each other or whatever.
Crazy.
And that didn't work.
Yeah.
And then he played them champions in the Western Conference Finals. And that was short work. That was the Warrior series.
Mm.
That was short work.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. Like you can beat good teams in that with him and with how things go. But when you play them champions, it's not a good look. You need more.
Mm.
Need more than just him.